Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Join us online anytime you want over at freetalklive.com. You can enjoy the features there for free. Archives go back for years. You just click and download at your leisure, or you can follow us via our podcast feeds. You can go to feeds.freetalklive.com. You'll find different RSS feeds there. You can copy the URL of your preference, put it into your favorite podcast client, or just use some of the existing links to go to some of the bigger platforms where you can easily follow our podcast feed. We're going to go to your phone calls and thoughts. We got Jason Henza on the line, the star, one of the stars of The Anarchists.
Hola, senor.
On HBO. Welcome.
Hey, guys. How are we going tonight?
Good. You're calling us from Mexico, where you are currently stationed. What's on your mind?
I was just calling to refute the caller about the cartels running Mexico and the United States being better because they're indenturing future generations for safety, basically. And, I was just like, Mexico's not that bad. It's not that dangerous. I live here every day. My entire street, I'm looking up and down, there isn't a building front that doesn't have a business that's occupied. As a matter of fact, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 kiosks in the streets right now where people just kind of opened their business without permission and just started it, and away they go, and they just do commerce all day long.
Touchdown freedom.
Yep, absolutely.
Yeah, so that's your understanding as far as, you know, if somebody wants to go out and sell fresh fruit on the streets or make tacos or whatever, that there's not, you know, some government bureaucracy that's going to be breathing down their neck about permits and health codes and all that nonsense?
Yeah, it's pretty rare. It depends on the area. Sometimes you do have cartels that control certain areas where they don't want you to cross certain lines, that they've given permission to other people and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
But they're not everywhere. They are in select areas where cartels aren't strong. But where I'm at in Puerto Vallarta, the cartel's really strong. This is where the cartel families have been fooled, send their families to go on vacation, so they want a nice safe zone, so this place is relatively, like, do whatever you want out here, and it's super, it seems relatively safe. I haven't experienced a lot of
Wait, just to clarify, did you say the cartel presence is strong in Puerto Vallarta?
I would say that there's just one controlling it versus, like, 12 different gangs like they have in Acapulco.
Okay.
How do you get a feel for that, like, when you're there, especially as a gringo who, you know, I don't know how fluent you are, but I presume you speak some Spanish?
Yeah, I speak just a little bit of Spanish, just enough to negotiate for an apartment or get some food or go shopping or ask for directions or something.
How do you get a feel for it?
Usually, like in Acapulco, you have to talk to the locals and kind of figure out what's controlled. Like in Acapulco, the taxis and the drug trade are tightly controlled through territory, so it's a huge no-no to cross those boundaries. So taxi drivers will not take you from one zone to another zone, primarily unless they're just going to drop you off in that zone and just go straight back to theirs. So it's kind of strangely regulated here. And then here I can get a taxi and go as far as I want out in Jalisco, and no cartel is going to give them any beef about it.
So is that just something that, like you're saying, in Acapulco, the taxi driver will tell you? Like, how did you learn about the cartels running the taxi trade? Because, I mean, I've been there 3 times, and no one ever told me that, but I didn't live there like you did. So when did that information come to you? How did that happen?
Believe it or not, that came to me when I started working for Anarcapulco a couple of years ago, and I found out that We had a hotel that was out of the zone of the normal taxi drivers, and they were getting really kind of scared and upset that they were constantly going to one hotel. So they had to kind of negotiate a price with the local cartel and make sure it was all smoothed out, and eventually it wasn't that big of a deal.
Hey, Jason, I've heard some tales that go something like this. If I'm down in Mexico and I'm, you know, I don't know, hanging out on the beach or something, that there are possibly even people under the age of 18 who come around and see if there's anything they can get for you. Like they'll run to the store and, you know, bring you beer or stuff like that. Is that true?
Hustlers? Yeah, they're everywhere in vacation towns. Actually, you can find them anywhere. They'll run around and just do errands for you all day long for, say, like 200 pesos, which is like 10 bucks.
Nice.
And they're honorable, most of them? They, like, do what they say they're going
to
do?
Yeah, because they hope that you're going to refer them to a friend and, you know, keep them employed. And that's about the average wage here for general labor here in Mexico. It's about 200 to 300 pesos, which is $10 to $15 a day.
Yeah, because, you know, when I go to a beach, you know, locally here in the United States, most of the time I can't even bring a beer with me. Most states have that outlawed.
Right.
Or the park or something like that. Like, it used to be, I grew up in Wisconsin, and they have different, or at least had, I don't know what the state is currently, but I used to be able to grab a cooler full of beer with my bros and a dog and go play Frisbee or chuck the football and, you know, just kind of drink some beers and hang out in the park. But that doesn't seem possible here in the United States. Is that possible in Mexico?
Yeah. As a matter of fact, I've seen, you know, 14-year-olds go down to the store and buy some beer and crack it up and walk down the street. It's pretty common. You know, no one really cares about that kind of the trade here. They don't try to control the population as strictly as they do in the U.S. A lot of these people in the U.S., they crave safety, and it's really restrictive. And as you can tell, like, what are they, like, 6 to 8 generations out of they have to pay off the debt that they're acquiring now?
Right, yeah.
Are there any COVID mask mandates in place in Puerto Vallarta? Is that stuff still going on? Was it going on? How long have you been there?
That was going on pretty late, surprisingly. There was a big push by Canadian tourists to keep the vaccine mandates, the mask mandates, and as a matter of fact, they basically ran a local business out because they tried to implement a vaccine passport for their business here, and everyone just stopped going to it because no one's been vaxxed, really, except for just some of the Canadians, and they're too scared to leave their house anyway, so they just kind of stay in primarily. The mask mandates, on the other hand, I don't go to corporations anymore, but I'm starting to get word that none of the corporations are enforcing the mask mandates.
Okay, that's
in Puerto Vallarta anymore. The local businesses never enforce them. They always wanted your business and money. And so, like, the small mom-and-pop shops that aren't corporate involved, that are just trying to grind out a few pesos here and there, they've never really forced anything on you.
Hey, that reminds me. Can you smoke in the bars in Puerto Vallarta in Mexico?
Yeah. Yes, as a matter of fact, you can. You know, if you light up a joint in the bar, though, and the bar owner doesn't like it, he may escort you out, like it happened the other night to someone in their group. So.
Well, cannabis is still illegal in Mexico, right? I remember hearing within the last couple of years that there was some talk about a decriminalization. Do you know what the current status is?
The current status is, I mean, legalities are very loose here. And basically, if you got enough time to waste the cops' time, they're just looking for a quick payout. They don't care about enforcing the cannabis laws here. So if you're smoking and all that kind of stuff, they don't really care too much about it. And, yeah, it's really loose here. So, yeah, almost no one enforces it. No one really cares.
Now, you spent years, some years in Acapulco. You're now in Puerto Vallarta, which is more northern, if I recall correctly. I don't have the geography in front of me right now. Can you compare the two experiences?
Yeah, well, here I've never had transit police approach any of my friends for smoking cannabis.
Mm.
But in Puerto Vallarta, Acapulco, mm-hmm. my friend stepped out of a bar, a group of them, and started smoking cannabis up on the Costera there, and some transit police came over and started threatening that they're going to take him to jail.
Oof.
And so they cornered one of my friends, and they cornered him up on a street, and all his friends that were with him, my friends too, they went back to the bar, and I noticed that he was just cornered by himself, and the cops were, you know, sitting there trying to negotiate.
Do you have time to stick with us, Henza?
Yeah.
You can tell the rest of the story?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right, we're coming up here with Jason Henza. He is one of the stars of the Anarchist. also, we met him at Porkfest a few years ago. He's a great guy. 603-283-6160 is the number here. That's 603-283-6160. We'll find out what happened outside the bar in Acapulco in moments. It's Free Talk Live.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You've been seeing on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
It's Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want here. The number 603-283-6160. Tina and the captain in the studio here tonight. Jason Hensa is on the line. We're going to bring him back in just a moment. Also, want to let you know that we are streaming live video and audio, of course, on Odyssey. Odyssey is a great website. It's a competitor to YouTube. In the background at Odyssey, they have Library, which is the media sharing protocol that is uncensorable and was created by liberty-minded folks. It's really excellent technology. You should go to lbry.com to learn more about it. You can get the desktop app and support the Library Network and so on. But if you just want to watch some videos, check out Odyssey. It's a platform that was built on top of the Library protocol. And
it's kick-ass endorsed, by the way.
It's great. You can go to Odyssey. Easy way to get there is to go to video.freetalklive.com. It'll take you right to our channel. You can subscribe or follow our channel there, and we definitely appreciate it. It's, again, a way you can watch live, and you can watch later on as well, if you like, over at video.freetalklive.com. We go back to Jason Henza on the line from Puerto Vallarta in Mexico. And, Jason, you were just kind of telling us about life in Mexico as somebody who was, you know, originally from the United States. You spent some time down in Acapulco, which is why you are part of the Anarchists HBO documentary series, which is, I believe, coming up on its fifth episode this weekend.
It is.
There will be six total episodes. We've been watching it here in Keene, and it's been pretty interesting so far. But your experience personally between Acapulco and where you are currently in Puerto Vallarta, you were telling us that the police seem more laid back about things like cannabis smoking in Puerto Vallarta, and you were giving us a story of what happened to some friends or a friend of yours outside of a bar in Acapulco. Go ahead and tell us that story.
Yeah, so my friend got caught smoking cannabis on the Costera outside of a bar, and all his friends kind of gathered, and I noticed the cops were cornering him, so I jumped out of the bar and confronted the police, and I said, "What's going on here?" He said, "We're taking your friend to jail. He's smoking cannabis." And I just looked him straight in the face, "So you're not taking him to jail today." And we just stared at each other for a minute. He says, "Are you calling me a liar?" And we went kind of like nose to nose, and we just stood there for a couple of minutes as the entire bar behind us started to creep closer to the edge of the railing, and everybody's like looking outside. His partner notices that there's a crowd starting to form. He was completely unable to get any kind of a bribe out of the guy who was caught smoking cannabis. So he just kind of said, "We'll just let you go with a warning today and let my friend off." Pretty much the cops are really lax, and, you know, they're just looking for a little bit of a payout here and there whenever they catch you doing something illegal.
You feel like that happens more often in Acapulco than it does in Puerto Vallarta?
Yeah, I feel like Acapulco is more of a police state. You see military and police everywhere. In Puerto Vallarta, a cop pulled over a motorist the other day, and all the residents gathered up around on the street corner, you know, swearing at the cop. And
really?
Telling him that he needs to leave the neighborhood and stuff like that. Yeah, I was at the local fish street at the local fish place at the end of my street here.
That sounds a lot like something that happens here occasionally in the Keene, New Hampshire area, cop blocking,
mm-hmm.
where a cop pulls somebody over and a group of folks show up and sort of surround the area and bust out their cameras to film it just to make sure that, you know, nothing that shouldn't go down goes down.
That was always one of my concerns with being in a place like that. It's like, well, you know, I'm here at their pleasure, right? Like, I've asked their permission to be here, so I don't feel like I can do as much as an activist, right? Like, first of all, there's a language barrier, number one, but even if that weren't a problem, I'm still the gringo, right? So I don't know, like, can you pull a video camera out in Mexico and not have the cops smash it and put you in handcuffs?
Absolutely. As a matter of fact, I've been in six police chases going off a number of checkpoints here in Mexico. And they virtually do nothing to you. All they're looking for is their little bit of payout and then go on their day. So, like, I've had 40 police actions here in Mexico. I've yet to pay a single bribe. It's because I never handed my property. And we waste about 20 minutes, and I get on huffing and puffing, and eventually they just let me go because they don't want to deal with it. And they're looking for an easier target.
So how did you figure out something
down here?
The old claim is, you know, you give them 20 bucks or whatever, and it's over. How did you figure out that you could get away with not paying out these bribes?
Oh, because they weren't holding my property, so I would just wait until they would just give up. They threaten arrest. They do all sorts of stuff. Until I'm in handcuffs in the backseat of their car, I'm not really even trying to negotiate.
Ah, that makes sense. Because, you know, they probably don't want to really deal with the arrest, right? Like, that's paperwork and more work for them.
Yeah, I mean, why arrest me when they can just pull over somebody else and get, you know, 200 pesos out of them? It doesn't make any sense.
That makes sense.
Yeah, they're only getting paid in Acapulco like $7 a day, I'm told.
Hey, are the police armed there? Do they carry guns?
Some of the police carry guns. They almost never draw their guns. I've had the police draw the guns on me 3 times now.
Wow.
But most of the time they never draw their guns.
You mentioned that Acapulco much more militaristic as far as the police are concerned. When I was down there, the police are very obvious. They've got, or at least the ones that are obvious. They've got trucks and men with machine guns, like a mounted, you know, 50 cal or whatever. Like they're driving around with large numbers and guns. Is that do you see that as well in Puerto Vallarta? That sort of behavior?
Very rarely. Mm-hmm. I mean, very, very, very rarely. You just see an occasional transit police officer every now and again. So almost no police force down here.
That's interesting. So that's a huge contrast because they're everywhere in Acapulco, and they're armed up big time. And I think they're all state cops basically down there. So when you see them in Puerto Vallarta, are they working for Jalisco State, or are they working? Are there such a thing as town cops or city cops?
Yeah, they do have the transitos, I think that's what they're called, and they just got shiny red trucks recently, and they've been running around occasionally. But I've seen the National Guard here once, and it was just like one truck full of four guys in the back of it. Typically, before when I was in Acapulco, they had the Federales, right. And then they replaced the Federales during COVID with the National Guard and stuff like that. So the landscape's changed a little bit for us down here.
Hey, regarding driving around, do you need, all the usual things that U.S. people just sort of assume you need, like a driver's license? Do you have to get license plates? Do you have to have insurance? You know, all these things.
So the police will pull you over and try to extort you if you don't have these things. But I drove around Acapulco for 2 years with my motorcycle without plates on it, without a helmet, which they require there. And I would just drive away from the police most of the time, and then their checkpoints for the rest of the night would try to pull me over, and, you know, eventually they would force me off the road, but, you know, then they'd let me go.
That's fantastic. So,
go ahead.
No need for a driver's license in Mexico?
No, I pulled out a paper copy of my passport, and that's all I showed them, and they wrote down my name, and then they just let me go.
Nice.
Do you have time to keep this conversation going, Hensa? Because, I mean, it's absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely.
I definitely appreciate it. I know of some people, I'm not going to say who they are, but they've been living in Acapulco for probably close to a decade now. And they...
I'm good friends with these people.
They never got permission from the Mexican government gang to do that. Like, they've overstayed whatever the legal amount of time is. I don't know if it's 3 months or whatever it is. And I just want to get your opinion on that that situation of quote-unquote illegal immigration into Mexico. So hang on, Hensa. We'll continue here in moments. Jason Hensa is here. You got a question for him? Give us a call. The number is 603-283-61.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
For a second day, Israeli airstrikes have flattened homes in Gaza, and Palestinian rockets hit for southern Israel, raising fears of another major escalation in the Middle East. It began with Israel killing a senior commander of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad militant group amid a wave of strikes Friday that Israel says were meant to prevent an imminent attack. On Saturday afternoon, Israeli warplanes stepped up strikes with hits on 4 residential buildings in Gaza. All of the locations reportedly were linked to Islamic Jihad militants. The death toll now stands at 24 people, including 6 children. Russian forces began to assault 2 key cities in the eastern Donetsk region of Ukraine. They also kept up rocket and shelling attacks on other cities in the country, including one near the largest nuclear power plant on the European continent. This is USA Radio News. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says China should not hold talks of important global matters hostage. He spent Saturday in Manila meeting with his Philippine counterpart. It comes as China conducts a series of military exercises off Taiwan's coast in retaliation to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi visiting Taipei. Blinken says issues between Taiwan and the mainland need to be resolved peacefully.
What we've seen China do over the last few years is move away from a peaceful resolution of differences to doing so coercively and potentially forcefully.
President Biden has tested negative for COVID-19 1 week after testing positive with a rebound case, but he will remain in isolation out of an abundance of caution until he tests negative for a second time. Elon Musk says his $44 billion deal to buy Twitter can proceed if the company can tell him how they know which accounts are spam bots. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live. Phones are open here if you want to join us. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here in the studio, it's Ian.
And the captain.
You can join us online anytime you want. Just head over to freetalklive.com and you can interact with other Free Talk Live listeners, for instance, there through our chat service. We have the Matrix chat. I know there's some people in our YouTube chat or whatever, and that's great and everything, but if YouTube takes us offline, that chat's gone.
Yep.
We run the server over at chat.freetalklive.com. You go to chat.freetalklive.com and get step-by-step instructions on how to join that server, so you want to check that out when you get the chance at chat.freetalklive.com. And if you like trolls, we got them in all the chat rooms, so you'll find them everywhere. We're on with Jason Henza here. He's one of the anarchists, one of the people they're focusing on in the documentary series on HBO. It's been airing the last few weeks, on, I think, Sunday nights.
Sunday nights,
HBO 10
p.m.
Max.
Yep. I'm not able to watch it when it actually airs because, well, I'm here until after 10 because there's some post-show stuff to do. So I don't actually watch it on the Sunday nights, but we do a viewing of it the following day on Mondays.
And we're just peppering him with questions because he spent – how many how much time a total do you think you've spent down there in Mexico in your life?
I've been here on and off for since late 2017.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll go back to the States and earn a few dollars, and I'll come back down here and then, you know, back and forth a lot, take care of my family who's aging out and stuff like that. So
gotcha. So, and that leads me to the question I was going to ask you there before we had to go to the last break. There's a couple that I know in Acapulco. We always visit them whenever we go down there, and they've been down there for some number of years, most of a decade. And they haven't left. And normally, as I understand it, you have to leave in order to be legally in Mexico. You can stay for some amount of time. I don't know if it's 3 months or whatever. I'm sure you know, Henza. But then you have to leave for at least like a day, and then you can come back.
Can you clarify what the do you know what those rules are and how many people do you know down there that don't follow them?
Most of the people down here don't follow them, and it's 180 days.
Okay.
And you're supposed to, by rule, wait 3 days before re-entering Mexico.
3 days, okay.
But typically the bureaucracy there doesn't function quite right, and no one's really paying attention or focusing. And, you know, you could just, like, go to an airport and pay somebody some money and get yourself another visa and stay longer if you wanted to.
Mm-hmm. So you say most people don't follow those rules. You said you've had 40 interactions with the police down there, which seems like a lot over several years. I mean I have more than the average person because of being an activist.
Sure.
But it seems like a lot. Are you one of them? I mean, I guess I shouldn't ask you to admit to anything like this, but when people have an interaction with the police and they're not there legally, they've been past the 180 days. How often do they get caught for that? And if they do get caught, I've heard rumors that it's just a fine and they take you back to your home country. Do you know what the truth is about that or your experience?
Yeah, I do. The police do nothing. The National Guard does nothing. If you get caught by immigration itself, depending on what the U.S. policies are and if they're paying the immigration to detain people, they may do nothing. But recently we've had people detained upwards of 3 weeks because they were getting paid every day they were sitting in detention. They sat there for 3 weeks, and then the police just one day said, okay, you're free to go, get your papers in order, and get out of here. And they just sent them on their way.
So they had to sit in a Mexican jail for 3 weeks, but ultimately they got cut loose and not sent back to the United States.
That is correct. They were, and it wasn't even a U.S. citizen. It was they were from Great Britain.
Huh. And that was specifically the immigration bureaucracy that came across them?
Yeah, that was immigration only, mm-hmm. And they've ramped that up recently since Trump, and I thought it would get better after Trump was taken out of office, but it's not any better, and it seems to be getting worse. So, like, as we're going north, if you take a bus ride without a visa going north, you're at risk of getting tagged by immigration, pulled out of the bus, being processed, stuck in their detention centers, and stuff like that. If you're headed south, no one asks you a single question as you're crossing the border. Immigration's 100% voluntary. Nobody ever cares. Half the time I was able to just, like, blow right through customs back in the day before they actually fixed it all up.
Mm-hmm.
And I wouldn't even stop at customs most of the time.
Wow. Hey, do they have anything in Mexico, like if you're flying from one part of Mexico to another part of Mexico, that you have to go through, you know, like a X-ray machine or get patted down by, you know, something that resembles the TSA? Do they have anything like that?
You know, to be honest with you, I don't fly at all. I normally drive or take a bus across the country. I've always had a dog, so I never could fly.
So you're saying if you're traveling north in Mexico, there's a greater chance for Mexican immigration to intervene?
Yes, absolutely.
Why?
There was four checkpoints when I was on a bus heading north, and twice they came on the bus to check my identification, and they didn't ask for a visa. They just asked for my passport.
Hmm.
And they looked at the passport from a distance. They tried reaching for it. I pulled away from them. And then they just left the bus.
Wow. Why do you think that is? Why would they be more concerned about gringos going north than they would south?
I think they're worried about immigrants headed north, not necessarily gringos.
I see.
So they're basically getting on a bus, and if they suspect you of being an immigrant, they're going to check your identification to make sure you have a passport, mm-hmm. and that you could be legal at some point, you know. And the U.S. Is kind of helping the bureaucracy down here enforce that stuff.
Hey, I don't know if you're still involved with Anarchapulco at all, but is the fest going to resume?
Yes, and I am the internet guy there, so I'm one of the guys that helps beam the internet from way up on top of a hill. Have to account for the curvature of the Earth, flat earthers. I actually beam that internet down into the venue where there's like no internet at all.
Wow, I didn't know that. They've changed venues though, right? They're not at the big hotel anymore.
Right, they're at the Secret Garden. We realize like we can offer a much much better event. And much more high quality. So, like, the things that we're offering here would cost you $10,000, $15,000 in the States for the cost of $1,000 or $1,200 or whatever. and you are just getting a fantastic experience out of it. So it's a higher end situation. And then not to mention, there's Agora Poco, which I'm very proud of those guys for keeping it going forward and just doing their own thing, their own event without any organization and stuff like that. That's really awesome that
they're
doing that.
I'm glad to hear the events continuing, and Acapulco is always one of my favorite events to attend, and hopefully at some point I'll be able to go down there again. That would be really nice. I just have to deal with some pesky criminal charges here in the States.
Oh, man, yeah, I know all about it.
The captain may make an appearance. We'll see how things go.
Oh, that'd be cool.
I recently did obtain a ye old passport, so I need to put it to use in some way, shape, or form, I guess.
Absolutely. Unless you want to take a bus or drive here, then realistically you can try just crossing the border without your passport. And most people can do it.
I like how you think, brother.
Thanks, Hansa. Yeah. Anything else you want to say tonight about your experience there?
No, but I do want to say that LBRY is now allowing you to add posts to it and HTML and stuff like that. So they're making really cool steps forward just other than videos.
I think they've actually been doing that. I don't think that's a new thing. It's just people, majority of people use it for video purposes. But I think you've always been able to post a blog at Library. It's a media sharing protocol. So if you want to upload an MP3, you want to upload a WAV file, you want to upload a PDF, as I understand it, you can do all that stuff.
Yeah, I've been using it quite a bit recently, just trying to figure it out, and I just want a better censorship-free alternative, so I'm looking at that.
Hell yeah.
Awesome. Do you have, is there a channel name or something you want to throw out there?
No, I think I'm just the Hansa on there, and I don't do a lot, nothing important. I'm just playing with it right now. I'm not trying to put out any viral information.
All right, brother. Yeah. Hey, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Feel free to call in anytime with stories from down in Mexico. Definitely appreciate it, man. Thanks.
All right, guys. Take care.
Jason Enza there. He's one of the stars from the HBO docuseries, The Anarchist, which continues tomorrow night on HBO Max.
10 p.m.
They're not a sponsor of the show or anything like that, but so far it's been pretty entertaining. So
I'm enjoying the heck out of it.
Whether you like or dislike anarchists, you might find it interesting.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's mysolarbackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Do you experience fatigue when you know you should have energy? One reason fatigue can occur is due to a lack of antioxidants in the body. This deficiency happens the older we get, or due to eating an unhealthy diet, or even due to exercise. Your body's number one antioxidant is glutathione. When your cells are depleted of glutathione, you will be fatigued, inflamed, possibly depressed, and may also feel pain. Empirical results indicate that consuming green metal whey protein powder is the most effective means of increasing glutathione production. Green metal whey supplies nature's richest source of the precursor to making glutathione within the trillions of cells of your body. This protein strongly supports the cell's ability to make glutathione. Add to this that green metal whey also supports immunity, energy, lean muscle development, fat loss, and has anti-cancer properties, and you have nature's most complete and strongest superfood. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer, 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W., 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, moments remain. If you dial in now, we might be able to get you on. The number is 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Here tonight, it's Ian
and the Reverend Captain Kickass.
If you join us online anytime you want, head over to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have for you there. They are free, unlike a lot of those talk show hosts who charge you for their websites. So head over to freetalklive.com and do stuff.
I can't imagine that charging people to visit my website.
I can't either.
Like, I'm sorry, you can't see any of my content unless you paid.
Let's go back to your phone calls here, and phones are open. You can bring up anything you want. We go to Jack in Washington State. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and the Captain.
Well, Ian brought up in Acapulco how they drive around the back of, like, the flatbeds, and they're all holding machine guns.
Yes, that's the national police, basically, the federales.
Yeah. I've been down there twice, in late 90s, maybe early 2000s, but I think late 90s. And I loved Acapulco. I was right in the bay, like across from the big Walmart. If you've been down there, you remember, you know, the centerpieces of tequila for, I think, $1.99. What a beautiful place, honestly.
But yep. And you only have to be, Hansa said he knew of some 14-year-old that was going to buying alcohol. I think the legal age is only 18 down there. So, I mean, pretty much anybody can, any adult can buy alcohol there.
Yeah, I used to use their internet. You know, you'd go into that, like that little room.
Yeah.
You're about the same age as me, I think. But you'd, you know, pay dollars or might have been quarters for some reason, but to get the internet for a little bit. But I was less threatened by those state police than I am when I speed 7 miles an hour over the limit.
Washington State, yeah.
Yeah, or any state, honestly.
Sure.
That figures. I mean, did you actually have an interaction, though, with the police in Acapulco?
Years later, I'll try to shorten the story. I went to Cabo, mm-hmm. where they had that big white rock. That's always what I remember. And I was messed up as heck, and I was trying to buy something that was illegal. I'll leave it at that.
Mm-hmm.
And I met a really nice guy who gave it to me. And I'm walking on the dock. If you've ever been to Cabo, you know, there's like a dock area, yada, yada, restaurants. And I had 5 Federati come on me at once, and, like, they all put their hands in my cargo pants. And to this day, I was so messed up. I don't actually remember, like, did the guy who swindled me pull it out? But I had 5 Federati just jump on me right on the dock, searched my pants. They walked away. All of a sudden, just stand there alone. I'm like, oh, they didn't find anything. They were probably looking for dollar bills. I don't know.
So they left you with your wallet?
I was smart enough back then. I only went out with whatever money I
just
had.
Just some cash.
On my way back.
That's a good idea.
It was a timeshare. It was really nice, actually.
Is Cabo, is that on Baja?
Cabo San Lucas.
Baja, yeah.
Okay, okay. I wasn't sure where that was located.
I only know it. I have never been there, but a friend of mine and his girl would go every year to Cabo. That was their sort of annual, you know, thing, vacation. And he was like, dude, I love it there. It's great. There's it's a bit touristy. He's like, but there's a big expat community there. And, like, I think I'm going to retire there when I'm 65.
Anything else you want to share about your experience, Jack?
It's like a brown San Diego, you know, more browner.
Sounds great.
Anyway.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. Definitely appreciate the story. Thanks. Appreciate hearing from you. Let's continue here. Robert in South Carolina, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I just wanted to go back to how laws come about. And when I studied law in Germany, I studied...
Well, we already know how laws come about. It's a bunch of strangers who are willing to use violence against their neighbors who write crap down on paper. And then they have other strangers who are willing to use violence and force those things. Well, what else do you need to know?
Well, he said that, this is a professor, he said that the laws actually reflect social customs. And basically people write them down and then they try to follow them. Social customs, they change.
The professor, like from Gilligan's Island?
Well, plus it's ridiculous. I mean, look, there's a lot of social customs out there. For instance, one of them is that you pay for your meal after you eat at a restaurant, right? Like, but they don't need to have a law say you have to pay for your meal when you eat at a restaurant. Same thing with going to the grocery store. It's custom that you stop and pay at the cash register before you walk out the door of the store. You don't have to have a specific law to say that. And you don't even need a law to know that it's wrong to steal things and that it's wrong to hurt people. So that's why the old saying was, ignorance of the law is no excuse. That goes, as I understand it, that goes back to when the law was simple, and it was, don't hurt people, don't take their stuff. To say that you were ignorant of that kind of natural law would be no excuse. But to say you're ignorant of all the statutes and the codes and all the tomes and tones of law books, quote-unquote law books, in this country and others for that matter, is completely believable because no one could possibly read all of them. How many law books have you read through?
Well, I had a complete library in Dresden. But of course, it wasn't the complete German law. The complete German law is great. It's a large number of volumes.
So you've never read it?
Not the whole thing.
Of course,
for sure.
How much of the American law where you currently live have you read?
Well, I didn't study here in the United States.
But you live here, though, right? Like, so presumably, people who live here, they're expected to know the laws, right? They say ignorance of the law is no excuse. So how much of it have you read, Robert? You who loves the law so much and loves the system so much, you surely spend all of your free time, or at least a good portion of it, reading the law text, right?
No.
No, you don't.
I got most of my knowledge actually comes from a large degree listening to what's going on in Washington and understanding that aspect of the law.
Okay, well, that doesn't mean anything as far as what the law says. That's just people reporting news and politicians speaking on pulpits and whatever. It's meaningless.
Hey, David, I have a question.
Robert, sorry.
Jeez, wow.
I don't know who
what's
this
guy's name?
I was thinking of the other
caller. I have a question for you.
Cop sucker named Scott that used to call me. Anyway, go ahead.
Do you know how many laws there are in the United States?
No, that would be a matter of code law and their interpretation and
when. Take a guess.
You're talking about code law?
I'm talking about
code law.
All laws for, you know,
statutes,
governing
codes.
Citizens in the United States. How many are there?
Well, there are two laws, precedents, and code law. I would say the two distinctions. And to ask how many laws of precedence there are, I don't think anybody would know exactly, really.
So many you can't even count.
Yeah, very good. Hey, do you know how many new laws are added every year in the United States of America?
It depends. As many court cases as there are, little interpretations which come out after every case. So you refer back to a case.
This guy would make a great politician, wouldn't he? He can't answer a question straight.
This one actually has a number, 40,000. 40,000 new laws every year in the United States.
That includes all the states?
Yes. Federal it's not a, well, I mean, that's still a lot. Right?
But how many pages is the 40,000, right? Because
well,
each law can
yeah.
be, a thousand pages or whatever. Thanks, Robert. Let's go to another caller here calling from the 803 area code on screen. You're on the air.
Well, hey, hello.
Hey.
This is yet another Robert from South Carolina.
Welcome, Robert.
Oh, you sound much better so far.
Yeah, well, you know, it's a different world. There's definitely a couple different versions of South Carolina. Hey, anyways, I drive a semi for a living, and I stumbled across you all recently.
Thanks for your service.
I think you're very entertaining. I like some of the things you say, and I disagree with some of the things you say.
Well, that's okay.
The way life is supposed to be.
Yeah, sure.
I do love the callers that just want to dance and spar and say nothing. I mean, the citizenship guy earlier today was a hoot. That was fun. That was definitely very funny. So a question. Where in New Hampshire are y'all from? Where do y'all broadcast out of?
We're in Keene, New Hampshire, which is a little city, quote-unquote, of about 23,000 people in the southwestern corner of the state. It's the county seat of Cheshire County. But we're not originally from New Hampshire. Captain, you moved here from Seattle. I moved here from Florida. We're here as part of the migration of freedom-loving people, libertarian, you know, anarchist, voluntarist types that have come here over the last two decades.
So a buddy of mine from way back in the middle school and high school days, he bought a house and a little piece of dirt up in Jefferson a couple years ago, and we had a chance to go up and visit with him back in April. Fantastic, you know, wonderful. We were there for about 20 minutes, and my wife's like, "We should move here." And I'm like, "Okay, here we go again," you know. So, yeah, it's interesting. You know,
Hey, Robert, unfortunately, we are right at the end of the show, but if you have more you want to say and talk about, bring up an issue or whatever, we're here 7 nights a week, so feel free to call in tomorrow night. Call earlier if you can, and then we'd be happy to continue the discussion. I do appreciate hearing from you.
Thank you
for the call tonight. And, yeah, people that love freedom, I don't know about Robert. He said he agrees with us on some things. If you love liberty, you really ought to check out New Hampshire, although if you like to control people, we don't.
Are you prepared for more severe food shortages? It's likely that over the next year, serious food shortages will plague us. American farmers are dealing with insane diesel fuel prices and fertilizer shortages, which will lower crop yields. And that means your family's favorite foods will soon be in short supply while fetching sky-high prices. Inflation is the new normal, folks. It's time to act before things get even worse. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com without delay. You'll find ready-hour emergency food kits from My Patriot Supply that last up to 25 years in storage. Each kit provides over 2,000 calories a day to keep your energy up. Order your emergency food kits today by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your food ships fast and arrives in unmarked boxes. Listen, there are ways to beat food shortages. When you're ready for real preparedness, make sure to look for Ready Hour Foods from My Patriot Supply. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.